The role of insulin. What is insulin? Insulin is a hormone produced by the pancreas, a leaf-shaped organ present in the abdomen below and behind the stomach. Other than insulin, the pancreas secretes hormones such as insulin, glucagon, and digestive enzymes, all of whom are related to digestion and blood sugar management. When we consume food, the glucose from carbohydrates in the food is absorbed by the body and enters the bloodstream. The blood transports oxygen and this glucose to every cell of the body, which converts the glucose into energy required for its proper functioning. The glucose must be absorbed constantly and efficiently, and this is regulated by insulin. Every time blood sugar or glucose levels in the blood increase after a meal, the pancreas is triggered to produce insulin and release it into the blood. The body cells take this as a signal and absorb the glucose they need quickly and efficiently. While most body cells require insulin for this process, some of them can absorb sugar without insulin. After the body cells have taken the glucose they need, the excess sugar in the blood is sent to the liver primarily and then to muscles, where they are stored as glycogen. In between meals, when the blood sugar dips, this glycogen is converted back to glucose and is released into the blood for the body cells to consume. Any remnant sugar still left in the blood is sent to the fat cells to be stored as triglycerides for future use. The insulin signals the liver, muscles, and fat cells to not break down the glucose. In addition to managing the blood sugar cycle several times in a day, the insulin performs a couple of other functions too. What are they? Regulating the activity of various enzymes and their effects in the body. Following illness or injury, muscles get weakened or there is damage to muscle tissue. That is when insulin transports amino acids absorbed from the food we consume to the concerned muscles so that they regain their strength and size. They also do DNA replication and synthesis of proteins. They are involved in absorption of potassium by body cells. They manage removal of excess sodium from the body. They maintain fluid volume in the urine. They enhance cognitive functions such as learning and memory. Insulin reserves a certain amount of blood sugar for this all the time. Hyperglycemia and hypoglycemia, what are they? If the insulin function is not happening properly, it results in either high blood sugar, which is called hyperglycemia, or low blood sugar, which is called hypoglycemia. Hyperglycemia. Here there is not enough insulin to regulate absorption of sugar, or the body cells are not absorbing glucose efficiently. The resulting high blood sugar is dangerous in the long run, as it can damage the heart, kidney, eyes, and nerve cells. Hypoglycemia happens when one has not eaten a proper meal, so there is less glucose available from food for body cells to absorb. This can also happen when one consumes a meal high in sugar, like a heavy meal or many dishes with added sugar. In response to this sugar spike in the blood, excess insulin is generated, which pushes the sugar into the body cells, liver muscles, and fat cells quickly, resulting in a slight drop. Hypoglycemia is usually dangerous, causing dizziness, weakness, seizures, loss of consciousness, and death. Type 1 and 2 diabetes. As explained, insulin regulates blood sugar absorption by body cells. A malfunction in this process leads to type 1 and type 2 diabetes. What is type 1 diabetes? Here the body does not produce insulin because the immune system has attacked the islet or beta cells in the pancreas which secrete insulin. As a result, the body cells are not able to get enough energy from the blood sugar for consumption. The liver then signals the body cells to break down fat cells and convert them into energy, which generates ketones. Over time, the excess ketones in the blood causes a life-threatening condition called as diabetic ketoacidosis. What is type 2 diabetes? When the body cells take the signal from insulin and absorb sugar from the blood, they are said to be insulin sensitive. But when they do not heed this signal due to various reasons, they are said to have become insulin resistant. To make up for this, the pancreas secretes more and more insulin, a condition called as hyperinsulinemia. Over time, the overwork wears out the beta cells, so the insulin production also reduces gradually, resulting in high blood sugar. This is type 2 diabetes. In the first case, the person would need to be administered insulin. The latter would be treated by pills and or insulin, and the dosage would be decided by a diabetologist. So why is all this important? If you have a family history of diabetes, or you're overweight, or you live a sedentary lifestyle and consume an unhealthy diet, you are at high risk of diabetes. But the good news is that by consuming a healthy and balanced diet, exercising regularly and maintaining weight, one can prevent the onset of diabetes, while diabetics can manage the symptoms easily. For this reason, it's important to have an annual health checkup that includes blood sugar tests. If the results show high blood sugar, do not panic. Consult a reputed hospital which has qualified diabetologists and dietitians on their rolls. Together, they will put you on a course of treatment and recommend changes to your diet and lifestyle that will bring your blood sugar back to normal.